In today's episode, we are broaching the topic of being excellent. Are you working your business in an excellent way, or are you just doing things to help you to get by? This one is on fire because I was kind of turned up in it, so I hope you join me on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from CCO Club Podcast. As usual, I'm really, really excited about being here with you. You guys, make sure that you go to CCOClub.com to check out what it is we have doing, what we're doing. We're looking for some insiders that understand the vision and the goal of what it is we're doing to team up with us, because I'm telling you, we are going places. So again, visit CCOClub.com to get more information. In today's episode, I'm talking about this notion of, are you working your business with excellence, right? And it's because at the time of this recording, I just got off of a call that lasted for a long time, you know, one of those ones where it takes a lot out of you. And we on this call were talking a lot about excellence. And the ladies that I had on this call, we are partnering up at our church for a particular group. And there just are some things that we would like to see be more excellent. And so we're having this question, we're asking ourselves this question about what does excellence need to look like, right? And one of my girls, she continues to say, you know, excellence is not a verb, it's a noun. It's not what we do, it's who we are. When I tell you I subscribe to that 1000%, because I am a person of excellence. And my question to you is, are you a person of excellence, and are you running your business excellently, right? Are you doing all the aspects of your business with excellence? Are you cutting corners? Are you trying to, do things where it's like, okay, I don't really have to do that part. Are you following up like you need to follow up? Are you connecting with customers the way that you should connect with them? Because I've said this, I did one podcast on this specifically. The way that you are really going to grow your business is you got to get traffic, right? And the question is, are you doing that excellently? One of the things that I think that we do as small business owners, micro business owners, first generation business owners, if you will, is that we can get ourselves tied into doing a lot of stuff, but never doing the right stuff that we need to take our business to the next level. That might set somebody free right there. Like, you can get inundated with doing the stuff. You can get inundated. I've told you before, man, I have the business cards back in the day when it was like physical business cards. And that is still true for some. But, you know, I wanted the business cards designed, and then I wanted the website designed, and then I was getting people on the team to agree with stuff, and I was getting all the documents together and hadn't sold a single solitary thing. But it looked good. And that's a facade. Let me go ahead and preach this little sermonette right here. That's really a facade. And that's the stuff on the outside that we want people to see to make us look a certain way. You can think about that when you look at some people, and I'll say, I'm going to say this, and somebody's going to be mad at me, but I see that a lot in my culture as an African-American woman. We want to wear what worth looks like. We want to drive in what worth looks like. We want to have a house too big, but it's what worth looks like and what wealth looks like, where we might not be able to pay our tithes, or then we want to be, you know, I'm not gonna give my money to the church like that. I'm being petty right now because I'm tired. So y'all gonna just have to get this. Or you're not able to, if something went down, they say we're all almost about what, 3 payments away from, you know, having to file bankruptcy or everything going under, 3 paychecks away, right? Because we're not saving the way that we should. We're not saving for our kids the way we should. I've been guilty of that. I've been guilty of a lot of stuff. So I'm not saying this as if I am the Messiah to these things of excellence. I'm just saying that I know what excellence looks like again. And, the reality is that if we are talking about being an excellent people with our business, we have to look at what it is that we're doing. And we have to not be about the facade of excellence. We have to be about the truth of excellence. Excellence takes hard work. I think it was Michael Jordan that says, you know, he didn't say about excellence, but he said about greatness. Greatness doesn't take a day off. Excellence doesn't take a day off. You don't just not be excellent. I think the only thing, like, I'm thinking about, like, what do I do that's not excellent? I match my dog all my socks up. Like, I get irritated about that. And I'm saying that the way that my brain works, and I know that everybody's brain works differently, but the way my brain works is because I'm a left-handed person, so I'm right-brained. I like things in systems, and I like things organized. That's how my brain works. And so I'm one to put my, you know, keys in the same place, or put my backpack in the same place, or fold up my clothes the same way. Like, I'm a person like that. Now, my son, on the other hand, oh my God, while he is left-handed, he's not a true left-handed. I just kept putting stuff in his hand when he was a baby, his left hand. But maybe because he's a boy, maybe because he's a man, I said to deal with it. Maybe he doesn't care that, I was looking at his room. I said, clean that up. And he was like, I said, why do you do it? He said, 'cause it doesn't bother me. Right. Like, and I'm not, maybe that's not a way to look at excellence, but I have to have things in order. Right. And I think that, we don't always have the things in the order that we need to have them. If we're trying to run our business or lead our lives excellently, I don't think we are doing the things that we're supposed to do. I don't think we're systematizing enough. And maybe you are. Maybe I need to hear from you. Maybe I'm just on the rant because I was frustrated with the conversation we were having, because, you know, people want to sometimes move forward. Watch this. This might set you free. You might be thinking that for the sake of what people see, you want to keep moving forward, but really the courage and the excellence might be in you stopping for a second. That might literally set somebody free. It is okay to stop if that's what you need to do, if that's going to help you get on a track towards excellence. You may need to say, you know what, I can't do this part right now. I am telling you, in this particular year of 2024, at the time of this recording, I have stepped back from more things, I think, this year in my life, especially in my business, than I have in probably the last decade. because I am, it's probably because I'm getting a little older. It's probably because now my body is the boss of me and I actually have to listen more. I actually have to get more rest. But I have said, you know what? No. I remember I was having a conversation with one of our co-founders, Kia, and it was when I had the website, which is still up right now momentarily, but I had the, she launches it, and I had the page up where you can connect with me, you know, work with me or whatever. And there was something that I wanted to change on that page. And, you know, because I was like, no, this is not the pricing I wanted to do. This is not what I want to say. This is not how I want to do it. And Kia was asking me the question of, well, what are you going to do about it? And I started to get frustrated. I said, you know what? I went into the back of the website and took the page down. When I tell you, Kia started busting up laughing. She said, Dr. T, I don't think that's how that's supposed to go. You just closed a whole department. I said, I don't have time for it. I'll figure it out later. I don't have time for it because it's not excellent. It's not what I want it to be. So I'm just going to close the whole. She said, you closed a whole department. I have never seen nobody close a whole department of their business that fast. Because I'm just like, I'm not going to do it. And I have found more freedom. Again, this is trying to help somebody. More freedom in stopping to back up, to get excellent than I did with trying to continue to move forward. And I'm telling you that if we are to be about our Father's business, if we are to be about wanting to have great businesses, especially as women, as many of us are minority women, many of us are first gen business owners, many of us have micro businesses that we're trying to grow, we have to do things more excellently. One of the things that we are putting up in CCOclub.com is a way for people to join together, to exchange goods and services. So that if you do something better than me and I do something better than you, or you like doing this and I like doing that, I can do this for you and you can do this for me. Why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't we do that? Because if it's going to help us to be better, if it's going to help us to be stronger, why wouldn't we do that? It is time out for being skeptical about people. We got to step out on some faith. We have to step out and be in a place where if I need someone else to help me to be a better version of myself or to help my business to get to the level that it needs to get to, then I want to partner with other people. When I think about, you know, some of the great companies that are out here, you know what? I will say 100% of them didn't do it alone. Whose name just came to my mind was Elon Musk. And what generally happens with a person like Elon Musk is they are the figurehead, but they're not doing it by themselves. They are not doing it by themselves. Jeff Bezos with Amazon, he's not doing that by himself. There are people that's going to lend a hand either financially, people that are doing coding, people who are doing the building, people who are you know, raising the foot. There are people everywhere helping. Even if you are the figurehead, even if you are the person, it's been your baby. Listen, I'm learning that I can be better with other people. And if I need to step away, somebody else can help me because I'm not doing it alone, because I want to be excellent. And I can stay in my lane and I can do the things that I love to do because I can be excellent at what it is that I want to do and somebody else can be excellent at what they need to do. I remember years ago thinking about the fact that, you know, it's like so for example, I'll say it like this. Let's say that you are not excellent with doing emails, you know, doing the email autoresponder, setting that stuff up, you know, communicate with people with emails. I am not good with running a Facebook group by myself. I can show you the number of them I've tried. And it's whatever it is, if there's this block, because there is this having to carry it in the way I know it needs to be carried. For whatever reason, I just have other stuff that I'm doing and I just can't carry it the way that I need to do it. And the reality is that I used to think that what I should do is work to get better at that. Right. I should work to get better at doing those emails if that's my thing. I should work to get better at doing my group in a more efficient way. But the reality is that what I should be working on is improving on what I'm already good at and getting somebody to help me in the places that I'm not. That might bless somebody. It's a brain shift. You're gonna spend less energy trying to get better at what you are good at, as opposed to the heavy lift that's going to take trying to get a lot better at what you're not good at. Like, I'm not saying that we shouldn't work on some of these areas and places that we probably need to improve in. But what I am saying, if it's not your thing, don't try to make it be your thing. If it's not your thing, find out what your thing is and get together and connect with other people who can do a different things in a better way than you can, so that you can be excellent together. Stop trying to put all of your energy into something that just does not work for you. If it doesn't work, trash it, say it doesn't work, figure out a different way. I believe that there is enough room out here for all of us to do the things that we are born to do, that's in our heart to do, to be excellent. Can we improve in some areas? Yes. If you desire to want to do that, if you say, this is like the painting that I do, I do big pictures, abstract paintings, and I want to get better at that, but I desire to get better at that. So yes, I want to put in the time to do that. I've been thinking a lot lately about wanting to try doing musical instruments again. And I took piano lessons years and years and years, a few decades ago probably. And I wanted to do that. But now at this season of my life, I want something that's smaller that I could do. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe the sax, but I really think it's going to probably be the bass guitar, because it's got some soul stuff in it. Like, what it is, because I want to learn that, I want to go through all that it's going to take to do that. But if it's not something that I want to learn, I got to give that to somebody else. Life is too short to be trying to do all of that. Find, connect with people that can be excellent with you, and team up with those people, because you can go farther with people who are strong in your corner. I'm not afraid of that. I'm never afraid to have people around me that are better than me. Matter of fact, I thrive in that. I need you to be better than me in some areas, because I don't want to do this thing alone. That, to me, is some of the things that it's going to take for us to grow our business, to impact our lives in a positive way, is decide that excellence is going to be who we are, right? It not just what we do, but it's who we are. And we have to look at these areas in our lives that are not excellent, and I think, and in our business, and I think that we have to take a real assessment of what's going on and make some real decisions on where we need to go, because it might just be some, like I did, cutting a department off to say, I'm not doing that right now. And the only way I'm going to do that again is if somebody's helping me with it. That might be the thing that literally sets you free in your business. I hope that there was something that I said in this podcast today that's a blessing to you. I hope that and pray that you are continuing to hang out with this, and that you are continuing to do your business in the way God has designed for it to be going, that you're connecting with people that are going to help you move forward. Remember, join us over in ccoclub.com, because we have a lot of things going on. We'll continue to announce those as those come up, but I'm hoping that you are being blessed. I'll see you on the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow, so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.